USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
10,000 civilian casualties are being reported as Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine goes on. The United Nations warning that number is most likely considerably higher. It went on to say it has documented violations of international human rights and humanitarian law, including war crimes. A Democratic-led House committee is taking a look at the volatile housing market and the impacts on home prices. North Carolina Republican Senator Patrick McHenry blaming Democratic spending policies for skyrocketing inflation.
It's this kind of unchecked spending that is pushing the housing market from boom to bust for the average American family.
McHenry accusing Democrats of lighting an economic dumpster fire that's clobbering home buyers. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
On the sidelines of the G7 summit, French President Emmanuel Macron told President Biden that Saudi Arabia and the UAE can't do much to raise oil output. On Fox and Friends Wednesday, Congressman Steve Scalise is now more critical of President Biden's energy policies.
5,700 miles to go beg a foreign country to do something they're not going to be able to do, they don't have the capacity to do, when we've got the energy here, but it's shut down because of Joe Biden's policies.
In July, the president is set to meet with the Saudi crown prince in an attempt to increase oil production and ease gas prices. AAA says more people will be on the road this 4th of July weekend despite the rising gas prices. 48 million Americans are expected to travel 50 miles or more by car. The average price for a gallon of regular gas is $4.86 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Defense attorneys for the Parkland, Florida high school shooter are trying to dismiss a juror for controversial comments. Judge Elizabeth Schreier rejects the motion and wants to make sure Nicholas Cruz understands what's going on in the case.
The jury selection process, when the people come in and they tell us their names and where they work and so on and so forth, you were here for that, correct?
Yeah.
So you did participate in listening to what they said and the selection process, correct?
Yes.
Millions of people are in need after historic flooding in Bangladesh.
The International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies are reporting more than 7 million people in Bangladesh are in desperate need of shelter and emergency relief. The agency said this is the worst flooding to hit South Asia in living memory. Hundreds of thousands of homes near the Bangladesh-India border are underwater. Over 200 people in both countries have died since the floods began in April. Bangladesh is between India and Myanmar. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Several hundred people are paying their respects to football legend Tony Siragusa. The former Baltimore Raven, Indianapolis Colt, and Super Bowl champ was laid to rest Wednesday morning in New Jersey. He passed away last week at his home in Toms River at the age of 55. In lieu of flowers, Siragusa's family is asking that donations be made to Make-A-Wish, New Jersey. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.